Hey, howdy. Today I want to talk about cancer. We all know someone who has had cancer, right? I mean, cancer is a big deal. There's so many people infected with cancer around the world. It's mind-boggling. The research and development and all the other stuff that goes with it continues every minute of every day. Cancer is actually recognized thousands of years ago. It started in Egypt in 1600 BC, and a genius there noted it, and he said, hey, it's cancer, but the actual word wasn't used until about 300 BC by a fella in Greece, and he named it cancer. In 1775, it was identified that a link existed between chimney soot and exposure and cancer. And it's gone on from there, 1775. Wow, that's a long time ago. 1863, a man connected inflammation to cancer, and that laid the groundwork for future development and research and so on. And you know, then in 1937, the National Cancer Institute was established in the United States to enhance cancer research efforts. 1937, so since then to now, it's become an enterprise. It's a huge business. And that's what it is. Have they lost focus? I mean, every time someone gets cancer in your family or someone you know, people make a donation. I've done it. People do it all the time because it makes you feel good and it makes you feel like you're helping. But where does the money go? That's the interesting thing. Is this another big deal, like big company deal, business deal, like the environment and so many other things? I mean, come on. Really? What's going on? Billions and billions of dollars every year go into the fight against cancer. Do they? They're raised at least. I mean, fundraisers, branded merchandise, the public gives very generously all of the time, hoping their donations might lead to a cure, okay? You know, diagnoses, though, are increasing. More people are getting cancer. More money that flows, there's more cancer. So that's not very good. I mean, deaths are increasing. Young adults are in greater numbers than ever are getting cancer. And many die. They die quickly in some cases, right? Now, new cases are projected to climb toward 35 million. This is worldwide. 35 million by 2050. That's not that far away. I mean, cancer funding in the U.S. now exceeds $14 billion. It's close to 15. Let's call it that. $15 billion a year in one country. That's not globally. That's in the United States. $15 billion. Okay? You know, outcomes just aren't keeping pace with all of the money. You know, the pharmaceutical companies, they spend more money on marketing than actual research and development. What does that tell you? Again, it's a big business. They got lots of staff and people everywhere and marketing information and advertising information going on all the time. The entire industry collectively spent $13.8 billion on advertising and promotion just last year. $13.8 billion on advertising. That's not with some doctor hiding in the basement coming up with a cure. That's telling people about cancer. We all know about cancer. Again, we all know people that have cancer. We want it fixed, okay? I mean, these big companies, they spend more money trying to convince doctors to write prescriptions than they do, again, putting the money in research and development. A massive chunk of money from the people is siphoned off by middlemen as well. They don't add any value. There's no value add there whatsoever. They're just, I don't know, sophisticated collectors of tolls maybe or some such. But you know, the solution, what is the solution? Is there one? Well, I think there is. I mean, stop donating. That'll be the first thing. As an individual, stop donating. I can't do that. That's not nice. Well, you know what? The bureaucracy has to shrink a lot. There's all kinds of big companies. The Howard Hughes Foundation has billions, hundreds of billions of dollars, and they support, as do so many others, they support the cancer movement, call it. We need a cure. How do you express this? I mean, you can't have billions of dollars going out for marketing every year when all you have to take is a whole bunch of smart guys with propellers on their heads that are really genius-y and put them in the basement, lock the door, and they will come up with a cure. Now, there's the conspiracy people who say there's a cure already and Big Pharma won't allow it to happen. I don't know anything about that kind of stuff. I'm not a conspiracy guy. But I do know that people aren't being cured from cancer. To find a cure, you need geniuses to do that. They have found cures for so many other things. And so you need to direct the money properly. And I think people to send a message should stop donating. That sounds cold. It's not. It's business. When a business gets too big and you have to fill out 43 forms to get to the next person and then, of course, another 19 forms, blah, 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 and to continue, it's not a good thing. Big business, this is a big business. The cancer is an enterprise, and it needs to be taken down to helping people That'd be good. I just want to share that with you because it is political. There's a lot of politics involved in this, of course. But I think it's from the bottom up, and that's the people to say, hey, I'm not giving you any more money so you can buy T-shirts and all this kind of stuff. Give them money. You have money. Go get doctors and fix this. I just wanted to share an opinion with you because, sadly, I know a few people that have cancer now that are very close friends, and it's sad. Hey, come back. See ya.